This is still in beta. We talk about video games and also don't. So I want to get out ahead of this. I finally beat, I think it's been like 6 months, but I finally beat Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
Were you playing any other games in between?
No.
Or was it like that was the only game that you were spending your time playing?
It was the only game I was spending time playing, but I rarely get to use like the TV for video games because we usually just watch TV shows because Anna gets real like, I don't know, impatient with me whenever I'm playing video games. Like, are you done yet? Can you stop now? You know, those sorts of things. And so
when you're putting a TV in your room, in your office.
I've thought about that, but that's, I also have to like, I don't know. That's also where the surround system is. And I like having that environment of like, it's the nicest TV and it's got the best surround setup. And so like, if I can play a video game there, I'd like to, you know,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, there was a point where I did set up the like PlayStation remote play thing on my computer and like tried to play the game via my PS5 onto my computer monitor. But the latency, even though it's like hardwired gigabit from the living room to my computer, the latency was just too much and the compression was like bad. And I was like, This for a direct stream, you know, from the other room, like this is terrible. And then I wondered, like, is it going somewhere? Like, is it going out to a PlayStation server and coming back or something or what? But.
And did you do research and find out it is?
I didn't. I should have, but.
There's probably something. There's definitely some kind of spyware monitoring going on for sure. I feel like.
Yeah. But then so, I was told
they're definitely like data mining if you're doing that. But that makes me wonder, like, if it was that bad for going to a PC, like what is that little PlayStation remote doodad?
The PlayStation Portal?
Yes. Thing?
So I've actually been told that people like my friends of mine who run the remote thing on like their iPads looks way better than when they run it on a PS4 or on their computer. And so the mobile version, I guess, has just had more time and effort put into it. And so it's a better option. So it maybe in anticipation of that Portal item, they were like,
yeah, we had to make our own hardware work good. So screw anything else, kind of.
Probably. I mean, I wouldn't put it past them. Like, why would they, you know,
yeah.
Like, why would you buy this handheld that is like just a small Android device that only wants this one thing when you can run that same thing for free because we made a mistake and released it on the PC. You know?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. But anyway, I wasn't having it. I had played some Spider-Man on there, but it also like, because my computer monitor is not HDR, like it screws with that stuff. And so things got kind of out of whack on it, like being connected to an HDR television, but not outputting an HDR because it's sending it to my computer. So it's just weird. And it's just not great. Not a great experience. But anyway, I beat it. I beat it. And so they get real wet and wild with stuff at the end of that game. Like they the beginning of the game started to pull in this like multiverse thing, which I'm a little tired of. I'm a little tired of multiverse now.
A little tired of multiverses?
Yeah.
Technically there's so many multiverses now that we could have a multiverse. Multiverse, right?
I don't know what that means. You mean
Well, like you take all of the different intellectual properties that have introduced a multiverse, and then that's a multiverse, right? Of each of those is a multiverse, you know.
Oh, you're yeah, you're
So like
saying
the meta multiverse encompasses like the DC multiverse
yeah.
and the Marvel multiverse and the Sailor Moon multiverse
The Sonic the
and
Hedgehog
so on.
multiverse,
Yes.
what was it?
The
The Lego multiverse.
South Park multiverse
Yeah.
and
The
the
Burger
Hot
King
Pocket
Kids Club,
multiverse.
Burger King Kids Club multiverse. Yeah.
Is that more ridiculous or less ridiculous than the Hot Pocket multiverse? There's definitely a breakfast cereal multiverse, though.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that like all the brand mascots,
Tony
especially.
Tiger's voice changed too much from the 90s to the 2000s for there to not be a multiverse for cereal.
Yeah, and there's been like three or so different like Cookie Crisp and like Honeycomb mascots. It's like,
Yeah, what
where
the
did they
fuck was
all
that
go?
hairball thing? That was horrible.
Yeah, what was that thing? Was it a bee? No, because it had like a weird monster face.
No, it was just some kind of serial demon.
Yeah, maybe that was the problem, was it was the cereal demon, and that's probably what they called it in canon. And so, now how many holes are on the honeycomb? Is it six? Because if it's, if it's like the mark of the beast, like if you line up three honeycombs, then I think you're summoning some sort of
Well,
cereal demon.
it's seven,
Oh,
but it could
okay.
be argued that if one of the combs is smaller than the others, and say it was 0.66 the size of the other six honeycombs, then there would be 6.66 honeycombs,
Yep.
and that would be,
Well, that's it right there.
yeah, that's probably what it is. I'm sure there's a Bible network that has explained all this before in detail.
Yeah, it's the same thing as like the lady who is explaining to me Monster Energy drink is Satanist as well, which I
Right.
agree with. Like, don't get me wrong, like they absolutely are. So, nothing made by a human's own invention, like the human mind could not come up with a flavor so disgusting as Monster Energy drink. Like, it takes supernatural forces to.
Does it, I mean, so do those drinks even have a flavor like printed on them? 'Cause I mean, if you look at like other canned drinks, they'll often have a flavor like cherry or grape or something. But
Yeah, with
like
maybe the
energy
exception of
drinks,
like
like they just,
cola,
I mean,
right?
they don't put, you know, donkey ass on their flavor.
Yeah, because that's not going to pull you in. It's got to be something like jazz or something that's like not a real flavor of something, but it's like gives you an
But not what it
idea.
tastes like
It's not what
either.
it tastes like. No, because they're not going to get you with like, formaldehyde.
Carbolic acid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are real ingredients. I don't know if you've ever read the ingredient list, but it is carbonic acid, formaldehyde, and it's kind of poured over a donkey's ass. Like, that's
Okay. Yeah.
my understanding.
Right.
I watched one of those How It's Made videos. So.
Gotcha. And they're like, and here's where we siphon off the sea foam.
Yeah, that gross sludge that builds up. I don't know if you've ever seen like the coastline, and there's just like that just like grody, and it looks like, I don't even know what to describe it. It looks like somebody's scraped off razor shaving, and it's just like, there it is.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, and then that's where they get the electrolytes from.
Yeah.
Is that, yeah.
Some kind of product of algae or whatever.
Right. So yeah, cereal demons. That's definitely part of the meta multiverse for sure.
Yeah, so is the honeycomb guy the only serial demon, or does Count Chocula fall
He's
under
a
that?
no, he's a serial vampire.
That's right.
And then there's the serial criminal, which is the Cookie Crisp dog. Yeah, I can't think of any other official demons that are represent the serial multiverse.
Yeah.
But then, I'm very confused of like, are Honey Smacks and Sugar Smacks different products, or did they just change the name at some point? Because you had Sugar Smacks and Honey Smacks, and then the Sugar Crisp, because there's the bear.
Yeah.
Bears like can't get enough of that Sugar Crisp, or is it Golden Crisp? And then there was Honey Smacks with the Dig'em Frog.
Yeah.
I feel like those people change their names around like willy-nilly to like maybe they it was no longer PC to use the word sugar, even though it's totally sugar, and they started switching to honey because that sounded more like natural and healthy.
Okay. Honey
Are we going in
Smacks.
like are we doing like a cereal deep dive now?
Yeah, that's what's
Okay,
happening.
okay.
Honey Smacks are Kellogg's. Golden Crisp is Post.
Okay.
And yeah, Golden Crisp is the bear. Although the
Right.
bear has, why does he have SB on his chest? What does that mean?
Sugar Bear.
Sugar
Because
Bear?
it was Sugar Crisp, right? Do they not talk about what the names of the one of them definitely had sugar in the name, if not both.
Okay. In 1967, hold on. This is blowing my mind. Okay, so this is Wikipedia. So, like, it's got sources
It's
that I'm not
definitely
going to look
true.
through. Yeah, but it's definitely
Yeah.
true. Okay, after the war, they introduced Happy Jacks and was renamed to Sugar Crisp the next year. Okay. Sugar Crisp debuted, which remained the second highest U.S. market when competitor Kellogg's introduced Sugar Smacks,
Sugar Smacks. See, they were both sugar.
later renamed Honey Smacks in the 50s.
Yes.
And then in 1967, Super Sugar Crisp and in 85 changed to Super Golden Crisp, and finally Golden Crisp.
Yeah, see, they both had sugar in their name, and then they kind of rolled, they changed it to try and sound healthier or some
It's
shit.
still Sugar Crisp in Canada. And it is the Sugar Bear mascot. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I was really like thinking, okay, these are all like one of them's right and one of them is like memory just like making you think like what was it?
It's
Sugar Smack, Honey
Mandela
Smack, Sugar
effect.
Crisp, Honey Crisp?
No, it was not Mandela effect. This they were both sugar syrup. They
No,
both
they're
were
like
sugar something.
distinctly the same, but Honey Smack was the Kellogg thing, and then it's just the Post one that went through all of the different crisps. But they're all, and like Sugar Smacks and Honey Crisp or Golden Crisp or whatever it is now, they look exactly the same. They look like weird little beans.
Yeah, they're like just puffed oats covered in sugar.
Yeah. Are they any
Yeah.
good?
They're puffed oats covered in sugar.
So like probably fine if you got like a handful and you like nibbled on it, you'd probably be like, this is all right, but you don't want to eat a bowl
Yeah.
of it.
No, and certainly not. Like, I think those are kind of one of the ones too that like when they get soggy, it's just the worst, you
Oh
know?
yeah.
Yeah.
Like Chex. Like Chex get soggy, and when they get soggy, like Rice Chex, really.
Yeah.
Rice Chex get soggy, and that's just it's over. You can't do that. It's just mush. Also, there's a billion different kinds of Chex. Like you look at the Chex aisle. It's the Chex aisle, by the way. It's not the
Yeah,
cereal
I
aisle.
know. I saw that. I was like, I don't go to grocery stores very often anymore. But yeah, I went by in the grocery store. I'm like, why? How are there so many?
Know why you saying you don't go to grocery stores sounds so condescending. I don't go to grocery stores very often. I have the boy do that.
Look, he goes on weekdays while I'm working, and it's better for everybody involved because I don't have to do it, and it's not nearly as busy on like a Monday morning than, you know, going like a Saturday afternoon when I would be ready to do it.
Yeah. I am always shocked at how many people I see in the, like, if I take my lunch break to just like go around the corner into the Kroger and like get some stuff real quick, like there's a lot of people for like midday on a weekday. Like, what are you guys doing? I guess they all work from home and took their lunch break at the same time too. But it's like not all elderly people like you would think. It's just like,
That's
you
like
know.
real people with jobs that
It's
contribute to the community.
Yeah. It's like people who do things and you're like, don't you have something better to do? And they're probably looking at me like, what the hell are you doing? Don't you have something better to do? You know?
They're like they were both they were they also thought they had the genius idea to come when it wouldn't be as busy.
Yeah. And granted, it wasn't as busy. Like you can definitely find a self-checkout line, no problem, but more people than I really anticipate every time I go at that time. Yeah, so I finished Final Fantasy VII. And it's like they do some crazy things. There's so some spoilers. They like flirt with the idea that like Zack and Biggs aren't dead. And like that's part of the whole multiverse thing is like, oh, maybe there's like a part of the life stream time space dimension world thing that like they aren't dead. And but they but and so then there's this like, you know, the scene, like basically the game ends where you, where it should, like with a great breaking point, which is Aerith dying. Like Aerith's just getting stabbed in the chest, right? Although they do a thing that's like, did she get stabbed in the chest? And there's like a weird fake out scene where they're like, no, Cloud saved her. And then it's like, fake. That was fake, by the way. She really is dead.
Why?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And so it's like, as much as I do appreciate the like it feels like this game
The game got very meta, is what it sounds like.
yeah like these two games are consistently like they're like outwardly dealing with fan junk, like the fan baggage that has been brought to the series. Like they're embracing that and they're like, here's like how we're dealing with like you people being sort of insufferable about like, you know, needing a version of this game where Aerith doesn't die. You know, like we already gave you Aerith, like we're already doing that. That's so, you know.
We did it with the TH, asshole.
Yeah. So now like here's the thing where like she's not dead and completely exiled. And so there is this like weird, like now there's like this weird bifurcation of existence or reality where like there's a reality where she didn't die, sort of, or she's like some sort of like life stream hallucination of Cloud's. Because now he can see her and talk to her, but he's the only one and like nobody else can. But yeah. But the anyway, the there's some great stuff in that game. The combat system is so much better than the first one. I can't speak about that enough, but like being able to like perfect block counter Sephiroth in like the final battle is like so satisfying because it's just like you're not doing any damage to me. Like I'm just timing this stuff correctly so that like you're not touching me. And like feels great.
It feels like that stupid
And
fucking arena thing that you had to do in Kingdom Hearts when you fought him. Like, the only way to win was to perfectly block everything that he did.
yeah, the freaking
Two.
Kingdom Hearts 2, yeah, where like there was a move in Kingdom Hearts 2 where I would let him get the first like launcher hit on me so that I could perfect block the following hit and like get him in a combo. And that was such a weird way to fight that. But I did fight him like, I don't know, something like 30 levels earlier than I was supposed to. So.
Well, if you knew how to do, if you had that counter ability, I think it was a magic spell or something. All I know is if you had that counter ability, that was all you needed to beat him. And you just did that, spam that counter ability. Whatever that was.
Oh,
yes,
you mean
that's it.
Reflect?
That was the one. Yeah.
That worked some of the time. There were some moves that did not work. But I would bet I have played that game more recently than you have.
That's fine, but I just remember only using Reflect.
Reflect was super OP. Absolutely. Wow. The arena modes where you had to like fight the other Final Fantasy characters, Reflect was the thing to do. Like the absolutely. But yeah. So now I've unlocked hard mode in that game, and I got to the point where I like started it, and it was just like, do I really want to do this?
Dedicate another
and
600 hours.
I think
hours.
I'm just gonna. Yeah, it was like over 150 hours is how long it took me to do that game. So I think I'm gonna. On the one hand, I'm like, well, if I don't do the hard mode now, I'll never do the hard mode, because I'll get to a point where I like forget how to play
the game.
Uh-huh. Those mechanics, and then I'll try to come back to hard mode and it's like, this is just kicking my butt. But on the other hand, I do want to play
something else,
something different.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. And what do you get out of beating it on hard mode? Like, great, like a platinum trophy or some shit, like who cares?
Well, there's some like fights and stuff that I'm kind of interested in seeing, and I kind of want to see, even though I could just look it up on YouTube, I could see like the date night alternatives at the Golden Saucer.
See, that's the kind of thing that you say, Scum. You just make a save, like, at some point.
Well, they give you, in hard mode, they give you chapter select. So you can just, like, set it, like, who do you want to go on a date with? I want to go on date out with Barrett. Okay, now I'm going to start chapter whatever.
I see.
And you do that. So you can,
we'll
you can choose it that way.
Just do the dates, and then you'd be happy.
But, yeah, because I remember in the original game, I think I accidentally ended up on a date with Barrett, like my first try, and I remember talking to you and being like, what, like, who did you go on a date with? And you said somebody completely different. It was probably like Eris or something, and it was like, well, how did I end up with Barrett?
you have to actively try to be a dick to both characters to like end up on a date with Barrett. Like, you have to say all the wrong things. I think you have to literally say the wrong thing every single time and not use them in your party when you have the option to get that to happen. Like, you would have had to have gone from, I feel like you would have had to have gone from from Midgar to the Golden Saucer without putting Tifa and Eris in your party to get the date with Barrett.
I definitely didn't use Eris almost the entire game when I first played it, because I found her very annoying, and I named her,
I remember that, yes,
Old Hag on my first playthrough, because I didn't know that she was supposed to be like a teenage girl or whatever.
I mean, to be fair, it was kind of hard to tell when they were like basically cubes with appendages.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was just like, I don't know who this flower person is. Get out of here. And also like, she just had a stick and her attack was like bonk. And I'm like, get this bonk stick out of here. I'm going to go with big guy with a gun arm. Get him in my party. You know, and then like, it was probably just like Barrett, Cloud, Red 13. That was probably my party, because I wanted the big gross dog and the guy with the gun arm in my party. Even though like, honestly, in the remake, like, after a certain point, like, after I got Yuffie, it was Yuffie, Tifa, Cloud. That was my party. And, because that's a bananas combination. like Yuffie has all of this like ninjutsu stuff where she like can toss her shuriken thing out and like do magic of any element. And so it's like, oh, you're going to do like either attack, physical attack or magic attack with an elemental charge to it just because you don't have to have an elemental thing.
Mm-hmm, like a materia. You know,
equipped. You just, you know, yeah. And so, and then, you know, Tifa has the stuff where she can like bump people's stagger percentage gauge up a whole bunch with her like unique things. And they also gave you some materia that's like auto, it's called like auto unique ability. And so Tifa will just like charge up her unbridled strength thing when you're not even controlling her. She'll just like, if you don't tell her to do something else within a short period of time of her getting an ATB gauge, she'll do that. And she'll do that until she's maxed out. And then when you get into, when you stagger somebody, she triggers like all of her like increased stagger percent stuff. So it's like, yeah, I'm going to keep her on the team. She's always on the team. This is great. Nobody else has that kind of a thing. And then, like, yeah, Yuffie's got her thing and she gets this skill called Doppelganger where she can do not double the damage, but like 50% more damage with two of her. And like, then all of her abilities are also doubled. So like, or not doubled, but like she'll, so if you do this, if you do like an ATB move or something, she'll cast it twice. If you do chakra, she'll cast it twice. If you, I think, I don't know if you do spells, if she casts it twice, but no, she does. So yeah, it's like she does two of everything. and she's great. And then there's Cloud, who's just like nuts.
Because he's the main character.
Yeah. They made him like really OP. Because he's the main character, yeah. So yeah, it's it's a great game. I'm not sure what I'm gonna move on to next.
I'm playing for the first time playing Fallout New Vegas. I finally got to the Las Vegas part and I was like, okay, well here's where half of the quests are for one thing when I got there. But it still feels like a very empty game. Like as far as like just stuff to run into and do. Like it's the wasteland is just so barren. And there's a whole lot of just walking to like nowhere.
Yeah, it is really empty. Do you have a companion?
I do. I have two companions generally because I made a character that's, I started the game with a character with three strength. So I have as many companions as I can to hold all the shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Who are your two companions?
So you can only have, in one slot, you can only have the dog or the robot.
The floating eye?
Yeah, the floating eye thing. Yeah. I decided to go with the dog of the two because, number one, I think the dog has slightly more strength than the robot, so it can carry more, which is, again, the only thing I really care about. But also, the dog is like Poochie the dog. He is totally in your face. And as in, like, he will just, like, get out of my way and, like, run up on somebody and knock him down. Like, by the time, like, I found somebody to shoot at, he's already, like, killed three things. And the other reason I use him is because you can, if you hold down, like, the right mouse button, then it'll highlight all of the containers that have anything worth getting in a room.
And that's because of dog?
Yeah. He's got this sniff out perk or whatever. And so like, if you're like, are there any fucking magazines in this damn room that are like blend into all the other pieces of paper trash that are all over the place everywhere, and it'll just make every it'll make magazines glow green. It'll make all of the like not empty bottles of Nuka-Cola and sarsaparilla glow green, so you don't have to like highlight every single thing. It's like such it's just a massive freaking time saver.
Oh man, yeah.
Because it'll highlight anything that's got a weapon or a Kim or healing item in it. I don't know if it'll highlight caps. That's the only thing I think it doesn't highlight is like a shelf that isn't empty that has caps in it. It won't highlight, but like pretty much any other thing that you would want to pick up, like out. I think it's outfits, weapons, and healing items all get highlighted. So it helps a lot when you're just like scanning a room to see like, is that an empty bottle or is that a bottle of actual something? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I don't think I knew about that.
Yeah, it's great. It's like so much better than the robots thing. I don't even know exactly what the robots thing does, other than I can target invisible things, like things using stealth boys in vats. I know that you can do that with the robot's ability.
Yeah.
And the robot is also like a mobile crafting station, which is like I don't care about that at all.
Yeah. I think I remember having the so one of my memories of playing that game early on was having the robot in my party, wandering around the wasteland, and then just occasionally getting the like kill camera thing that where it's like dong and like shows you, this thing died, and I'm like, how did that thing die? And I like didn't understand what was killing them, and then I found out, oh, the robot has been just like going out of its way to kill these things.
Yes, yeah. And I mean you could the robot plays its battle music every time it starts a fight, so you know it's going after something. But
Think he would be so far away
oh.
that like I didn't even hear him.
Yeah. But the other character I use is Boone, who is the sniper
Sniper? Oh yeah, that guy's good.
because he makes all of the enemies glow red when you use when you left mouse or right mouse click. So like when you're looking down a scope anywhere, like all the fucking brown enemies and the brown fucking wasteland all glow red
Yeah.
so you can see where things are. So those are the two I use for those reasons only.
Do you dress them up in fun outfits? I remember having
Dress him up.
to
Like the only outfit he'll put on is ones that have more armor than his default. So it's, I mean, I can't put him in like a negligee or anything if that's what you're talking about. He won't put those on.
Yeah, I just remember. I remember putting him in like goofy stuff. Maybe it just looked goofy, but I would always make sure his head kept out and he was wearing his beret because I wanted him to keep that on.
Yes, I have him in light metal armor, and that's what he wears, and his beret. But I also wear the beret because it gives a critical strike chance, and that's more valuable to
Yeah.
me than like more damage resistance.
I one of the things that is really dumb about Fallout, but is one of my favorite things about Fallout, is how arbitrary objects in the world have like these enhancement abilities. And so it's like, what are you wearing? And it's like, I am wearing a pillbox hat and Groucho Marx glasses and a baseball
Right.
uniform, and that is
Yeah. Exactly. I have.
and this is the optimal
You don't
outfit for my
understand how
situation right
many
now.
outfits I am dragging around with myself right now. Like, yes, because
Because of
it's
the
like,
stat
okay,
boost,
if something
right?
needs
Like when it's just like,
85
oh.
science and I've only got 80, I've got the five sci I've got the mad scientist lab coat that I can throw on, but I've also got the sexy sleepwear so that
Yeah.
I can get my speech to 90 to pass all the speech checks.
Yep.
I got a fucking vault boy uniform that I put on so that I can get my lock picking from like 94 to 100. And Just yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I kind of hope somehow that makes its way into the show, like into the Fallout TV show. It's like her like scrapping together like random stuff, or like changing, like doing weird costume changes to like get through a certain situation or something. Like,
Let
what are
me put
you?
these
I
glasses
gotta
on.
disarm this bomb. Hold on. Yeah.
It
Do the
gives me
glasses
plus
help?
10 to
Yes.
explosions. Yes, it helps. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus, I gotta put the hockey mask over
Yes.
the
Yeah. But I'm currently like playing a companion-free thing. I'm doing this like one of the mistake of just leaving all of the add-on content on when I started the game right off the bat. And now it's not like frickin'
Oh no.
Morrowind
Yeah, it's a
bullshit where
Bethesda
like
game.
the first time you go to sleep you get stuck in an endless loop of not being able to sleep because you've got assassins coming after you or anything ridiculous like that. But most of the add-on content just like added a
Yeah.
quest. So as soon as I got past the intro part, it was just like, bam, here's all these spam of quest bullshit. And I'm like, oh, this is all the add-on crap. Let me just click through it. But it was like, so I got like five quests as soon as I left the
Yeah.
starter area. But like, it seems like they all are like take you to a totally different like world map and stuff. Yeah. So except for the one, I feel like there's one of the add-ons
Yeah, they do.
is just like equipment content, because there's like a whole bunch of equipment that has like a GRA in parentheses at the end of the name, which is like gun runners, a symbol or something. I don't know. I think that was the name of the name of the, which I'm like, oh, this is such a bad, oh,
Yeah.
I people paid for this add-on. It's so terrible because it's like they added like all of these mods that you could put onto weapons and stuff, but a lot of the co base weapons you can't mod. You have to get the GRA version of the weapon. So like laser pistols and baseball bats and stuff. Like there's two versions of these weapons in the world now. There's a regular baseball bat, which you can't put any of the mods on. And then you're like, well, this fucking mod is broken because these baseball bats don't work. But then later you go find a vendor who's selling a baseball bat parentheses GRA. And then that's the one that actually can take the mods. And I'm like, oh, this game's so freaking dumb. Because then there's weapons like the varmint rifle, which there isn't a GRA version of that you can put mods on right away. And it's like, get your shit together, people. What is this? Like, why couldn't they just make the old ones work as part of the add-on? Just bonkers.
With stuff like that, sometimes it is really weird, like engine limitations that you run into, where it's like, well, not necessarily an engine limitation, but modifying the data because of how it's packaged would mean like a 30 gig patch or something. And it's like, well, we could do a 30 gig patch, or we could just have like a duplicate of every piece of data that references stuff from the main game that just says like and mod, and like, and it's stupid,
Well,
but
whatever it
it's
is,
it
I
means
hate
it's like a 2 gig patch
that.
instead of a 30 gig patch. Yeah, I mean, it is dumb, but also like, why was that a DLC? Right? Like, why wasn't that just how the things worked? Because clearly if they had the varmint rifle that did work like that already,
Anyway, yes.
come on.
So I'm playing one of the side quests now. I got my character to level 30. I was gonna say, I'm gonna guess that I've done about a minimal amount of like main story progression. I got as far as meeting this Mr. House, or at least the monitor hosting Mr. House, and I got a suite where I could throw all of my companions so I could get them all in one freaking
Okay.
place. And then after that, I was like, okay, main story, fuck off. Let me go do all the side quest crap now. I still haven't found. Okay, no,
Yeah.
that's, well, it's not entirely true. I haven't found any place where I think you could get quests from the Caesar's Legion. So there was one town that had been taken over by Caesar's Legion, and they were like crucifying people and stuff. And like this guy was like, he's like decided he wasn't going to kill me, and he told me to like go tell everybody about how terrible that Caesar's Legion is and warn them that they're coming. And instead of doing that quest, like it gave me a quest, and I was like, okay, well, I could do that, or, and then I just shot him in the head and killed everybody that was in the town. So I failed that quest. That there's more quests that you can do for Caesar's Legion, but I haven't run into any more Caesar's Legion people anywhere, except for there was like, well, here's the problem. I did find like one other place where there were Caesar's Legion, but I killed all of them again. There was like a slave camp. But there weren't any named characters, I don't think, in there. Right, but I don't know how to get to that. I looked up how to get to it, and it said, like, oh,
There
you've got
is
to
like a
take this ferry, the
main
place where I murdered
camp.
everyone. And there was no ferry.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it may be that I have to do more for the NCR before they'll tell me to go into enemy territory or something. That's what I'm thinking now is what I need to do is I have to do more NCR quests before I can go get to Caesar's Legion. And maybe it's something where like I go undercover and I pretend to be part of Legion to like gather intel or some shit. Kind of what I'm guessing is how I do missions for them, but I don't know.
Well, and you can like there is a way to join Caesar's Legion.
Oh, I'm sure, but I'm not
Yeah.
going to. That I'm already so I killed that one group of guys, and then they didn't like me. And then I killed the group, the people that were holding slaves, and I freed the slaves. And so then after that, they started sending assassins to kill
Yeah.
me. Every time the assassin killed me, I killed all the assassins because they were trying to kill me. And that made me gain more infamy with them. And then they would send more assassins and more infamy. And so I got in a feedback loop of just making them hate me.
Yeah.
So that's where I am with them at this point. But I was told you could like I guess you can play dress up and like wear a costume and then they won't hate you if you're wearing that costume.
Yeah, you can put on the one of like their if they're if you kill somebody and take their like full set of armor, you can dress up as one of them
Yeah,
and
I have
wander
one of
around.
my in my in my penthouse, I have like one of my closets is just full of costumes from different factions.
And you do one of those like dress up
To the big
montages
shop.
that's
Yeah. Yes.
the dog and Boone and the probably like a super mutant and something are watching you change clothes and you come out and the dog just like puts paws over his eyes like no, you know.
And then I come out at the end and he goes woof and barks approvingly at the next outfit. Yeah, exactly. You do the whole fashion show.
Great. Well, it looks like I don't know if I told you this. I downloaded weeks ago. I downloaded a demo for this game called The Alters, which is a game. It looks like Multiplicity the game, where you make clones of yourself.
Okay. And then like do mundane
And I
tasks.
when I maybe, but I tried to play that demo. And it said, and when I clicked on it, it was like they replaced the play button with a purchase button. And I was like, wait, when did this get turned? Why can't I play the demo? And there was several other demos, like the demo for Riven, like the remake of Riven, and then a couple of these other games. And I just browsed to the local files and ran the executable and played those things. But when I tried to do that with the Alters, it said, you don't have a license for this. And I was like, a license for the demo? I don't have a license for the demo. that you let me download that is still installed. And then, like 2 days later, I get an email from Steam and it says, "You're in luck. The demo for this game on your wish list is available." And I'm like, "The demo that you revoked the license for?" So I've downloaded the demo again and I'm going to try to play it again and see if that works. But that, I was, it pissed me
Yeah.
off.
Well, now you're not going to pay
Like,
for the game because you're already so mad
why
about
would
the demo
you?
situation.
But it's not their fault that I assume. Or maybe it is. Maybe they delisted the demo. I don't know. But it was like, why revoke being able to play the demo after some certain period of time? And because it was all of them,
Yeah.
they all got revoked. So it was like some sort of Steam policy, I would
Like what
assume,
like maybe Steam
that
just
they all
auto
got revoked.
revokes demo licenses or something? I don't
Yeah.
know.
But yeah, it was just. I was very salty about that. So I'm going to try to play this demo again. We'll see how that goes.
I don't know. When I try to look into removing demos from the Steam removing demos from library, it's just people asking how to remove demos from their library. So
Wow. Oh, hey. Do you remember a while ago we were talking about what is Marvel going to do with the Kang Dynasty now that that guy's in jail?
I guess they just decided to throw it in the trash
Yes.
was what their choice was. Even though they've already created a multiverse where people could look be different, or they could just replace the actor like they've done multiple times with other characters, they're just gonna throw it all in the trash. Apparently, the guy is so problematic, he's tainted the character that he represented
Yeah.
is also canceled.
Yeah. It has to be that more than just the actor portraying the character was problematic. Like it had to be a real, like the Kang stuff had to be a real stinker or something. 'Cause none of the this period of time we've been in where like all the Kang stuff has been like building up has
Has
been the
been the
worst.
worst.
And like
Yeah.
all of the even all of the like you remember, you know, when the Avengers stuff, like when Iron Man came out and there was like, you know, a post-credit scene and that was like, oh, stick around for the post-credit scene. You know, you see Nick Fury and he talks about, you know, building a team, and it's like, oh wow, like they're gonna make a big team up thing. And the post credit stuff became this like, here's how we talk about the thing that's gonna happen next. You know, here's how we tease like where stuff's going. And then after Endgame, it stopped being that, and it started just being like, here's a character, and maybe you know who that is, but it will be of no consequence. Or if there is a consequence for this, it will be shown for 2 minutes and immediately forgotten and never talked about again, and that's the end, you know? And so like that's where we're at.
Well, but there were a couple of them where they were doing where they had like fucking the Tina Fey lookalike, what's her name?
Julia
From Seinfeld.
Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah, with Julia Louis-Dreyfus was with like, I'm putting together a bad guy team.
Yeah.
Like they did do that for a bit, and then they were just kinda like wah wah and like kinda stopped.
Yeah, they're still doing that though. Like they're still doing that movie. They're still doing the Thunderbolts, which is what that was
Okay.
leading to. I did
Yeah.
kind of forget about that because they did that for Black Widow, which that became awkward because Black Widow was supposed to come out before the Falcon and the Winter Soldier TV show, but then it didn't feel like it. And then the Winter Soldier TV show was so bad that it was just like, well, I'm not really looking forward to this. I don't want to. I'm really interested in seeing Kurt Russell's son, Burt Russell, like be fake Captain America, you know?
Is his name really Burt Russell?
No, it's not. It's not. It should be, but it's not. I don't
He's
know what it
Kurt
is.
Russell's son?
How could you not tell?
No. What's his real name? Because I can't look up Burt Russell.
On, let me look up. Yeah, what
Wyatt?
is his real name? Wyatt Russell. Yeah. So I guess he's then what's her face? He would be the brother of what's her face? Who was in all those rom-coms in the 2000s?
Kate Hudson?
Hudson. Kate Hudson. So he's her
I
brother,
don't
right?
know.
Because isn't she Goldie Hawn's
I
daughter?
don't know. I'm looking at a picture of Bert and Kurt standing next to each other, and I still don't see the family resemblance.
Okay, so yeah, they did this I don't you probably didn't watch it. There was a Apple TV show called Monarch: Legacy of Monsters that's like a it's not about the monarch, but and it's not about butterflies, but it is a like it's like an expanded universe TV show for the King Kong
Oh good
Godzilla
gosh.
movies.
Okay.
And so Burt Russell plays a young Kurt Russell. So they play
Okay.
each other.
They play the same
Or
character.
they both play the same character in
Right.
different time periods. And you kind of see it more then.
Yeah, when they probably
But
do
yeah.
some post-process editing to make him look more like his dad.
I don't think they did AI, like, I don't think they did AI stuff to
AI
his face.
stuff. I don't think they did AI stuff to his face.
You know what I mean? Like they could have just what they did for the Dial of Destiny, where they like youngified Indiana Jones, you know? But they didn't do that. They just hired Burt Russell,
Yeah.
and they're like, "There you go."
Not like for freaking Guardians of the Galaxy 2, where they did youngify Kurt Russell for certain scenes.
Yes, where they did. Yeah. And that didn't look very good. I mean, did it look better than Burt Russell? Maybe.
Well, now that's weird.
Yeah,
Like they're both Marvel characters now, but he's not like Son of Ego. He's just he's Captain Bad
yeah.
America.
Like, yeah, Captain 2016 America.
Yeah.
And oh, so yeah, so they canceled King. They just kind of have stopped, I guess. And so I don't know, like, I don't know what that means, 'cause really the did you see Loki season
Yeah.
2? Yeah, 'cause there was a lot of like that guy was a big part of that season for a little while. And so now I guess no. They're just like, no. And also Quantumania or what, not Quant, yeah. They're like, nah, that scene at the end where there's like a billion of them, no, that's
I feel like if
not
they're
that
gonna,
actually.
they have an opportunity at this point to just kind of scrap everything and just start over, I feel.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's what they'll do. I think the current theory is
I
that
saw
they're
that who's oh crap, who's the guy that played Iron Man? That Robert Downey
Robert
Jr. is
Downey
gonna be
Jr.
Von Doom.
Yeah. I think the twist, this was a suggestion I saw
I'm gonna
somebody do
guess
on
it's like
Reddit
it's an
that
alternate
makes a lot of
universe
sense.
where he got kidnapped and transformed and became it, like it actually is Tony Stark, but he's Von Doom because of multiverse reasons.
Yeah, but I think so. Here's the other thing that was pitched, which was how do you introduce, because they're going to do the Fantastic Four, like they're bringing in the Fantastic Four. In a up to this point, Tony Stark has been the only super genius inventor mentioned other than Bruce Banner, who's kind of an outcast because once he did the whole Hulk thing, he right. kind of went off the map. And so every invention has been like Stark Industries this, Stark Industries that, like
right.
everything's Stark. And so how do you introduce Reed Richards into that universe where he's been a successful inventor also, but has right. never been mentioned? And so it's just an alternate dimension where Reed Richards has been
the Tony Stark,
the scientific breakthrough guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the Tony Stark of that dimension. And then Tony Stark has been, I guess, right. Victor Von Doom.
But then, like, well, but I mean, they've already retconned other people into that world because they had Adam Ant. No, not that guy. You know what I mean?
The guy from the 80s?
Yes.
Yeah. Wait, Adam Ant? You're still talking
Ant-Man,
about the same guy?
Prim? Hank
Pym? Yeah, oh, yeah, Hank Pym.
Yeah. They had Pym, so, I mean, but you know, one was in New York and the other one was all the way on the other side of the country in San Francisco, so obviously the technology never mixed together.
Oh, well, but they do talk about, like, Pym's stuff with, like, the Pym particles and things, like, that's, they do talk about like there being like different applications and history and, you know, he being also at like secret SHIELD base or whatever before it was SHIELD or and right. stuff. So
that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
just do that with. The
oh, like just,
yeah,
just be like, and Reed Richards was there.
I mean,
don't you remember that? Yeah. I mean, that would be pretty funny. Okay, I kind of actually would prefer that if they just like brought like scenes from like when they went back to the 40s and then they just like pan slightly to the left and like Reed Richards is like right. also there. But it, I guess the problem is like he can't be that old. He's got to be like Tony's contemporary. I guess that's what they did with like the Justice League movie though when they introduced Ben Affleck Batman and they were like, yeah, he was also for some reason in Metropolis when Zod was destroying the whole place, you know. And it's just like,
right, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like they just go flashback and show the Fantastic Four like Reed Richards like trying to help people with his science like during the attack on New York, right, whenever the I can't remember what those people were called. Whenever Loki was attacking New York, right? Because that's Spider-Man, right? They retconned Vulture back into that situation.
Oh, yeah. Well, they... No, Spider-Man took place after that situation.
And right, but they built it back into that history.
Yeah, they built Vulture into, like, salvaging the remains or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Reed Richards could have just been, like, some kind of random college professor up till that point, and then he was started using technology from that attack to like advance his own super science, and now he's to the point where he's a successful industrialist, right?
Oh yeah, he uses that technology somehow to like transform his family and friends into freak shows.
Yes,
and then he's like, oh,
right,
here we are, yeah. You know.
Well, like he uses that technology to help develop his space travel thing, and that's when they fly into space, and then mm-hmm. they get hit by space magic.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's pretty reasonable. Well, whatever they do, it's going to be something. It's probably...
Well,
I don't know. I don't know. This seems like such a desperate
Yeah.
move to like bring Robert
Yeah,
Downey
I don't
Jr.
know.
back.
Whatever. Just they've kind of I think people have just hit superhero fatigue anyway. It's just like, I don't really give a crap, whatever.
I thought I'd hit that point. I thought I had hit superhero fatigue, and I'm like, I'm done. I don't really care about these superhero shows. Like, I didn't watch Echo. I didn't watch
Hawk,
some other thing, you know.
the bow and arrow one. Are you dead?
I watched that one. I thought that was silly. I didn't. Which What did I watch? I don't know. There was a couple things I didn't pay attention to, and I didn't feel like I missed out. I was just like, ugh, that doesn't interest me. I'm not gonna watch that. And then stuff like X-Men 97 shows up, and I watch that, and I'm like, oh, I don't have
Have shitty
superhero
movie
fatigue.
fatigue.
I've got mediocrity. Yeah, I've got
Yeah.
mediocrity fatigue. Like, when stuff just like isn't interesting and is clearly there to like just be content on a streaming service, like, that's
Well,
what I'm tired
but I mean,
of.
like, even like
I'm tired
the
of.
movies that had come out, like, they're just not. I feel like they're there just to fill space to build the world or whatever bullshit, but they don't. It's just like,
They don't even do
yeah.
that. They don't
Fucking
even serve that
Eternals. That was when
purpose,
I
you
was just
know?
like, Eternals was when the turning point for me. I was like, oh no, this is it. They're done. They're on the out.
Yeah. Eternals was definitely a tide change for sure. Where it was just like, this movie just eats butt. Like, it's not good in any
Yeah.
fashion. Nothing good about this movie. So, yeah. I mean, I'm kind of in the same boat with Star Wars. Like, I stopped really watching anything Star Wars. Like, I didn't watch the Obi-Wan show. I didn't watch this Acolyte show. You know, I don't care about those things. Like, if Andor season 2 comes out, I might give that a shot. But I'm even on the fence about whatever the next Mandalorian season is, because that show has gotten to the, you know, like, and that one, the clincher was like when they decided to make half a season of Boba Fett have
The
to watch
Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian. Like,
Yeah.
good Lord.
Like, how dare you make me watch Boba Fett to keep up with The Mandalorian?
Yeah, like when your first episode of The Mandalorian is like, makes me go, what the hell happened? Like, why is Grogu back with him in the ship? And it's like, oh, because you didn't watch 3 or 4 episodes of the Boba Fett show, that because the first episode was so bad, you stopped watching it.
You know why the first episode was bad?
Because they
Because he
brought
crawled
back
out of that
Boba
fucking
Fett.
Sarlacc
Just
pit.
like,
Because he wasn't dead forever like he should have been when he fell in that pit. Because he wasn't an interesting character. I don't care what anybody says. He's a boring ass character. He had 2 lines in the entire trilogy, and then that was it. And then he was just like there sometimes. Like he was not. He did not add any value to the movies. You could have cut all of his scenes out of the show and it wouldn't have affected the movies.
yes. I had to think, and I'm like, yeah, well, you could have just decided through the Force or something that Vader knew where Leia was, right? Like, you didn't need to have Boba Fett like track them down.
When did he track them down?
So in Empire, when they were evading it through like the asteroid belt or whatever, they end up attaching themselves to the backside of like the like command thing that's on the Star Destroyer.
Right.
And then when they detach and they try to like float off with the junk after they've like released a garbage into space, they float off to try to make it seem like they're part of the debris. And then they
Right.
fly off, and then Slave One follows them.
Okay, I see. And so that's how they found out they're at Cloud City.
Yeah, Boba Fett tracked them and then gave the signal to the Empire.
Okay. But yes, I mean Luke found them at Cloud City, the same, like just through the Force.
Through the
So
Force.
yes, it could have just been just as easily, yes, that Vader could have found them the same way. Yeah.
Yeah. So I agree. You could have cut Boba Fett, and he
Or they could have just had, yeah.
absolutely didn't need his own show.
Yeah.
The end.
Or you could have just had anybody from the Empire on Cloud City and found them that way, or just that, like, Lando just told Vader that that's where she was because he
Because he's just a
wanted,
real bastard.
yes, because he wanted the money or
Yeah,
something.
because there was a bounty, and it's like, oh yeah, my mining operations had a slow month. I needed the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could have been anything. I mean, the dumb thing, and we've said this before, but the dumbest thing was like they already made a better Boba Fett show. It was called The Mandalorian.
Right.
Like that was
Yeah.
just a better version of that idea. Which was, here's a bounty hunter who wears Mandalorian armor. He's a Mandalorian.
Yeah.
It was just redundant at that point.
Yeah. And I'm guessing, I don't know, like if there was like books or something that made people like Boba Fett more, because it couldn't have been the movies that made
There
him.
were like EU books about
There
Boba Fett.
had to have been other media that made people like Boba Fett so much, because it couldn't have just been from the movies. It was just, there's no way. That's like just liking the guy with like the two tentacles from Jabba's palace so much. Like
Bib
that guy had
Fortuna?
about as much like stage time as Boba Fett.
I mean, he had more lines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bib Fortuna shows up in the Boba Fett show. Still has more lines. Yeah, but who really needs his own extended universe show is Salacious Crumb.
Who is that?
That's the
Is that the little
little
monster, the little goblin?
Yeah, the little Muppet goblin that sits at the foot of Jabba.
Jeez. Yes.
Don't know why that the idea that came to my mind for that guy's show was just the.
Fraggle Rock.
Do you
It's like basically
remember?
Fraggle Rock.
Oh yeah, well, there's Fraggle Rock, yeah, but I was thinking of like. Do you remember the episode of Rick and Morty where there's like Trashy the Trash Muncher
Yes.
and he just comes out and it's like, ooh-wee, I like trash. Yum, yum, yum. Love me some trash. And then he goes back inside the hole and like his wife is just like, why do you let him do that to you?
See, he's like he's out there, he's like, and then he like crawls in into a hole in the wall, and he's like, oh God, he was eating slugs again, like something.
Yeah. Like it's all that's put, it's just like part of his performance art that he lives for. All right. Well, that brings us to an hour. Do you want to wrap it up?
Sure.
I don't remember. What do we call this? What was
I
the.
don't know, but I like the breakfast cereal cinema, the breakfast cereal metaverse or multiverse. Breakfast
Breakfast,
cereal
yeah,
multiverse. It all kind of hinges around
or
it all
just
hinges around the sugar cereals.
yeah, the various smacks,
The various smacks and crisps.
yeah. Oh man, that rocked my world.
I
That they
know.
were all they were all
I loved
real.
how excited you got when you were just like reading into it. Like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, there's another cereal. Oh my gosh, there's another cereal. It's all real. They were all cereals.
Yeah, they were all cereals, and most of them were the same cereal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That was just too much. Okay, the cereal, breakfast cereal.
Multiverse.
With cereal demons.
Yeah.
All right.